It's Friday, November 17th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A report from persecution watchdog groups, including Open Doors International, has labeled the ongoing killings of Christians in Nigeria, Africa by Muslim Fulani herdsmen as, quote, ethnic cleansing, end quote. Attacks on Christians include gang rapes of girls, torture of boys, and the murder of entire families. Last month, the Muslim Fulani carried out a mass killing of 48 Christians. Between 2014 and 2016, the report found 4,194 Christians were killed and 2,957 were injured. 30 churches were also destroyed or damaged. Pray for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to strengthen these believers. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's 37-year rule, characterized by major economic depression and violent repressions, experienced a huge setback on Wednesday when the country's military seized control of state institutions. President Mugabe, the world's oldest head of state at 97, came to power in 1987 after ousting a white minority government. Reuters reports a political source said the situation is at a standoff between Mugabe and the military, which is demanding the president finish his term. Daniel 2:21 says, God changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Before coming to office, Donald Trump held meetings with conservative groups like the Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society about a strategic plan to reshape the judiciary. At this point, President Trump has appointed 8 appellate judges, the most this far in a presidency since Richard Nixon. The New York Times reports Republican judges with life tenure are systematically filling appellate seats they kept open in the final 2 years of the Obama administration. Not to mention President Trump's nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, who was confirmed by the Senate. The 12 regional appeals courts possess significant power, ruling in about 80,000 cases that do not make it to the Supreme Court. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Republican tax plan yesterday. The plan will consolidate 4 brackets from 12% to 39.6%, double the standard deductions for individual and joint filing, eliminate most itemized deductions, and lower the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%. Unlike the Senate bill, the House version keeps the Obamacare individual insurance mandate. Good news on the pro-life front. The Republican House bill does keep the adoption tax credit. It also acknowledges unborn children as human beings from conception, according to Life News. The bill says, quote, nothing shall prevent an unborn child from being treated as a designated beneficiary, end quote, for a 529 college savings plan. It defines an unborn child as a, quote, child in utero, which means a member of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development who is carried in the womb, end quote. The Defense Department estimates there were over 70,000 sexual assaults in the U.S. Armed Forces last year against 8,600 women and 6,300 men, most of whom were attacked multiple times, reports Fox News. That's up from 19,000 sexual assaults reported in 2010, according to Stripes.com. Congress introduced legislation yesterday to increase prosecution of such cases because many are ignored. Ecclesiastes 8:11 says, because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. It's time to turn Black Friday into Bless Friday. Learn about how you can kick off the Christmas season with service rather than shopping in my special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a Tennessee grandfather named Paul Johnson went to share the gospel in the city of Sweetwater, but police stopped him because of an ordinance banning public expression without a permit. First Liberty sent a letter to the city on behalf of Johnson, saying the law is unconstitutional, according to CBN News. Johnson said, quote, "All I want to do is tell people about the love of Jesus by reading my Bible," end quote. Unlike the city of Sweetwater, the prophet Isaiah declared in Isaiah 52:7, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. After you express your gratitude to God for His goodness and for His many blessings around the Thanksgiving table, doesn't it feel anticlimactic to obsess over shopping at the mall the next day? I talked to Chuck Fox, founder of Bless Friday.
In 2009, I heard a powerful sermon by our pastor that asked the question, are we really focusing on Christmas? Are we really focusing on Christ? Are we being dissuaded, or are we following the culture and focusing on buying things and what shows up under the tree? And I had to agree, and that's when I decided to found Bless Friday so we could change the day after Thanksgiving from Black Friday, a day of shopping, into Bless Friday, a day of service.
Fox recommended some simple strategies about your potential day of service.
What we ask on Bless Friday is for churches and Christian organizations to schedule something that honors Christ, sending congregants to local homeless shelters or packing rice and beans for food pantries. It's not too late to do something to honor Christ at Christmas. It just takes a few people that get together and decide to honor Christ. Some activities can be as simple as cleaning up a park in your community or cleaning up your church grounds.
Or join me and my family and volunteer to ring the bell in front of a Salvation Army red kettle at a Walmart. Or sign up through Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree to purchase a gift for a child of a prisoner, which you can deliver to the child on behalf of the imprisoned parent. We've got links to both of those organizations in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Fox explained to The Worldview that Bless Friday can change you and your children.
I think the main thing is we begin our Christmas celebration with service, because that changes the way we experience the season. It can be especially transformative for children and shifts their focus from receiving presents to serving others.
Chuck Fox explained how his family's volunteer service has been a bright spot in their Christmas season for the past several years.
In the past few years, my family and I have volunteered at Vital Living, a home for mentally challenged adults. It's a wonderful place, and what we do is we help prepare their home for Christmas. And it's just wonderful to work with them and prepare their house and then to play games. It brightens their lives. Sometimes families don't see them so much anymore, and it's very gratifying to work with these men and women. I remember last year, and this was the third year we had come to Vital Living, we received a hug from one of the clients that remembered us and that we came back. And it really meant a lot to us that we seemed to mean a lot to them.
Visit the website blessfriday.org and learn ways you can get plugged in. 1 John 3:17 asks, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" This has been the Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.